Hey y'all, welcome back to the Danny and Tammy Show. It's been a minute, but we are so glad to be back. I'm your host, Tammy Nicholson.
And I'm your host, Danny McDuffie.
Hey Danny.
Hey Tammy.
So good to see you.
So good to see you. It's been a minute.
But here we are.
And we're glad to be back. And we're so glad to be back with all of you. We wanted to touch base, check in with all of our followers and our listeners. We've been promising to return to the studio for some full episode recordings coming up. And wow, what a whirlwind. Literally.
Literally. I couldn't have probably worded it better than that. So, but here we are. You know, a lot has happened. Busy things. You know, I know you've been busy. I personally have been busy with, you know, a couple back-to-back major hurricanes in my area, sadly. Yes. So it's just been, life has been happening, I think, for the both of us. And it's just really, you know, delayed things for us, even though we've both been so eager to be back. And it's like, every time it seemed like, okay, you were in a good place, then something was happening in my end. And then, so I'm glad that here we are.
Absolutely. So Tammy lives in Sarasota, Florida, with her children, as most of you know. But one of them was a direct hit. Tammy.
It was. I have been, you know, there was another hurricane a couple of years ago that me and the kids were involved in. It wasn't a direct hit. We were in the eye wall. And anybody that knows the difference, you know, the eye wall is the outer band that comes around. But that was 2 years ago. But this one, for we got hit by major flooding with Debbie. And then we got hit by major flooding again with Helene, which Helene went up and hit the panhandle. And we're in Sarasota right at Siesta Key. But Milton decided to do something that he hadn't in 100 years. It was a 100-year storm. We have not had a hurricane hit this area in 100 years, and we took a direct hit from Milton, and it was scary. And I'm glad that, you know, that I can sit here and say me and my children are safe, and because it was terrifying and surreal all at the same time. There's moments, you know, when we went through the eye literally went right. I mean, it was a direct hit. So we were in the eye of the storm, and you don't even know what that's like until it's the most incredible, surreal, terrifying. You can't, I would love to give it a word, but I can't, you know, you can't.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been telling me about that.
We're here. I tell the kids all the time, listen, we're okay, and anything else is just stuff. And so for us, it's about just, you know, clean up, trying to somewhat get a sense of normalcy back to my home. And we have a two-story home, so a two-story, you know, we're like, oh, well, if we get a lot of water, you know, the two most dangerous things are wind and water. And so we get a lot of water, we go to the second floor, but let's hope that the wind doesn't then rip off our roof. And so it's just traumatic. And and then to be without all the essentials, you know, of power and cell service and Wi-Fi and water. And so just to be, to do this so quickly after that, and yet still it's very important that we're also there, you know, for our community, for what they need also. And
absolutely.
So I think that's the time that you show the strength in your community is when, you know, you come together and how you, you know, rise above after. So you know, and it was just, it's caused some major delays in recording. And for that, I'm sorry. And I say sorry. And if I could have helped it, of course I would have, but the outpouring of love and support that I've had sent for me and my children through this is nothing short of just, you know, it's heart touching. It's phenomenal. It's people that from all over the world are sending you messages. And some you don't even know because you can't get them till afterwards. When the lights go out, that's it. They're out.
Right.
And there's that's no communication. Right. And but yet when everything starts to come back, messages are coming in. And so that was like really surreal. And it really just touches you at a place to realize that when you go through life and you wonder sometimes, does anybody really care? Is there anybody out there that for you that, you know, hears you? And then you see that and just strangers from around the world saying, please tell us you're okay. And so for that, I can say thank you a million times, and it wouldn't cover the thank yous that, you know, our followers and friends and fans and the people closest to us deserve, because they're such a big part of getting us through it, even though they may not even realize it.
You know, I think that's so important that even in these moments of tragedy, we see community and humanity and people just, you said it, Tam, before we came on the air, you were talking about coming out the next morning and just neighbors and first responders rolling up their sleeves and diving in and just helping see a need, fill a need. There have been clothing drives and food banks and trucks. I know semi-trailers of water and food and medical and just materials and all those things. It's sort of unfortunate that it takes, you know, a natural disaster or tragedy to have to see that sometimes. But I do think it's important to focus on in those moments when we see that humanity of people just coming together to help their neighbor.
Yeah. And for no other reason than, you know, kindness, human kindness. And just, you know, I know with, like, I live in a community, you know, a subdivision, and we're on a cul-de-sac at the end. And so when the storm passes in the morning at daybreak, everybody just kind of starts wandering out of their houses, kind of ready to assess, but not really wanting to assess, you know? And so it's like a very somber moment, but very brief. It's brief, you know, we take it in and that's it. And then it's not even about our own individual homes. It starts out as everybody asking everybody, is everybody okay?
Yes.
We're literally checking on everybody. We're going to make sure our neighbors are okay. They're safe.
Right. Safe. Absolutely.
And then when we know that, you know, is done, then it's the process of what do you need? What do you need? We are Florida strong, you know, and this is what we sign up for when we moved to Florida, and we go into it knowing it, you know, just like people in Kansas know they're going to have tornadoes, and people in California are at risk for, you know, wildfires. And it's just different strokes for different folks, and things happen and life happens, and it's how you just handle it. And I'm so proud of my community as a whole, and I'm proud to be a part of that. And
a lot of our listeners have been affected by these storms. Hey guys, listen, there's a lot of resources available. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. We're all in this together, and together we will persevere. FEMA is around, like we were talking about. There are community centers. I know there's still a lot of flooding, a lot of devastation, a lot of families who are going through it. So reach out and ask for help. Now's the time.
Me and my children were in the line for the fuel,
mm-hmm.
because gas stations didn't have fuel.
Mm-hmm.
There was no fuel.
Wow.
And so they literally brought in trucks of fuel.
Mm.
And we sat in a line for 3 and 4 hours to get 10 gallons of fuel in your vehicle. And
yeah.
But that's what you do. It doesn't matter. And that's what we're here for. And we just, it's hard.
It's hard, but it's about perseverance and getting through and being resilient. And you said it, you know, Sarasota is strong. Florida is strong. You're rebuilding after the, what did you call it? The three hurricanes that hit at once. There was Debbie, then Helene, then Milton, you called it.
Yeah. When the third one hit, it was the 100-year storm.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So,
yeah. Wow. Well, to those affected by the recent storms and in whatever way you've been affected, family there, you're there, whether you're driving to work, cleaning up storm debris, or just trying to find that moment of peace in your day, we just want you to know that we're here. We're here for you. We're ready to keep you company on the air. I myself did not have to go through hurricanes. I'm up here in Detroit, Michigan, but I obviously have family and friends affected by the hurricanes, Tammy being one of them, her and her family, and I've been very, very worried about them and praying for their safety, and just knowing that they are okay is wonderful. So, and if you're not in any of the storm affected areas, just keep sending your love and prayers, all the good vibes and support to the ones who are. I know they appreciate that.
Yeah. And, you know, for us, you know, it's not just about us. I volunteered at a place before Milton hit, days before, a pickup place for supplies for people that got, you know, lost everything in Helene, and then we knew that Milton was coming. But prior to that, anything that was left over from Helene, we were shipping to Western North Carolina, you know. And so I think that is important. At the end of the day, we are the United States of America.
Mm.
And so my heart goes out to Tennessee and the Carolinas and all that's going on there. And I think they got thrown a curveball, and they weren't given a lot of adequate warning that they should have been given, and weren't prepared like they probably needed to have been by no fault of their own.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that they're suffering, and there's so much loss. And but them, those states, just like ours, we're going to be okay.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when your infrastructure is not there, like you just mentioned, to support, you know, a natural disaster of that caliber happening, it's, you know, a hurricane is devastating in any regard, but not even having the infrastructure, the support, the materials ready, the manpower, the electricity, the, you know, the backup, devastating. It's been devastating for those states. So we're keeping them in our thoughts for sure.
So, but with all that said, it is good to be back. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready to get us back to I need to have a feeling of like a normalcy again, whatever that means, you know, even if it means, I know for me, I'm constantly finding these new normals, what my new normal is, because life does evolve and change, and we change with it, or at least that's how we should be doing, you know. And so for me, this was really important, you know, because this podcast has always been very important to me, and I want to empower other people, but at the same time, for lack of better words, it empowers me.
Absolutely.
You know, and so Dani is amazing, y'all. Like, she is like she's that little voice right here that you can hear even when she's not there, saying, hey, stop, you got this, you know. And and so it's even better when I get to sit, you know, on the air with her and talk. And so even though we're co-hosts, she pulls me through so much that she probably doesn't even realize. And so for that, I am forever grateful, and I'm just excited for us to be back on the air. And I know we have some really great stuff that we're going to be able to pull from this and everything else that we're dealing with all your work and your girls and the whole, the teacher thing and
all that,
all of it. You're back in full swing, and I'm in awe of teachers anyways, because I couldn't do it, but. So I think just everything, I'm excited about getting back on the air and just being able to just, I guess, just, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but just be a part of that community that we've started to build, you know, here.
Oh, absolutely. If you've been listening to us for a while, thank you for your loyalty. And if you're new here, welcome to the Dani and Tammy Show. We know we've got a lot to catch up on, but we promise it's going to be worth it. Tam inspires me as well. We have been friends for a very, very long time. If you listen to our earlier episodes, a very long time. So in a lot of ways, we are a lot alike. And in a lot of ways, we are very different. And I love the dynamic of our friendship, because I feel like sometimes in what I'm lacking, she makes up for. And, you know, what she looks to me for in inspiration, I think is maybe, like she said, you know, something that she may need on that given day. And I think that is so important for your friendships, especially your adult friendships, as you, as Tam so eloquently put it, as you evolve over your lifetime, to have friendships that you fill each other's cups and you bring each other up.
Yeah.
You inspire one another. You know, you will not allow yourself to look at your friend and let them remain stagnant. It's all about inspiration and empowering each other and going up.
That's it. So true. I so well said, because that's what it's about. And I even said, if we can make the difference in the life of one person, then we've made a difference. And that is so important, because I already know it's making a difference in my life. And so this, me and you were brought back together for this podcast for a purpose. And I know it's a big purpose, and it's going to really just open a lot of eyes and hearts, and just such good is going to come out of it. And I'm just excited to, you know, have it back and move forward and just make it all that we know that it's going to be, and lead people to, you know, help, hopefully, you know, to be living their best life, and no matter what comes their way.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Live your best life. We say that a lot, but you know, what does it really mean? I always tell people that happiness is fleeting, and we can't base our lives, and we definitely shouldn't be raising our children just to be happy, because happy is a feeling. You know, you want to raise children who are intelligent and capable and savvy and resilient and strong and charismatic and have a good sense of humor and are good citizens and good people. Happiness should really be like way, way, way down on that list. You should strive to be happy, but happy is a feeling. It's fleeting. So I feel like if you focus on all those things and you live every day grateful, I feel like happiness finds you.
I so agree. I so agree. That was really, really beautiful.
Awesome.
And so very true.
Well, thank you. So I wanted to end our episode today with a question for Tammy. How do you cope with the uncertainties of life? I feel like this question was good for good and fitting for today, because she's very recently had a whole bunch of uncertainties. I saw her. She went live from the eye of the storm down in Sarasota. She and Megan, her daughter, her teenager, they were getting, you know, preparing for Milton, preparing for the storm. And I just watched, you know, my good friend, co-host Tam. In that moment, I thought, what a powerful woman. She is just rolling up her sleeves and doing what needs to be done. So I wanted to ask you this question today, Tam. How do you cope with that? The uncertainties of things that happen. How do you prepare for that?
I think sometimes there's not a lot of preparing. I'm always saying, even with, you know, these storms as they were coming, and even after the fact, it's always hope for the best, you know, but prepare for the worst. But I don't want to go through life constantly preparing for the worst either.
Sure.
You know, and so I think you have to find that balance, you know, when there's a major anything coming into your life, you know, and not just storms and such, but just, you know, I am in the middle of a pretty, for lack of a better word, nasty divorce. And so even with that, you have to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. But I don't want to spend every day dwelling on the negative of the preparation of worst.
Absolutely.
Because I think that would just bring you down to such a dark, negative place. And that's not a place I want to be.
Sure.
I don't. If, you know, if it doesn't serve a greater purpose, I don't want it. I don't want it you know, encompassing me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for me, it's like, I take things as it comes, mm-hmm. and then try to just navigate through it.
Okay, okay.
Where instead of just having one major game plan, I just think I just take each thing almost day by day lately, it seems, just because when you're overwhelmed with everything on your plate, some days it's minute by minute. Sure. You have to navigate even minute by minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and just remember that no matter what, this too shall pass.
Yes.
Because if you don't remember that, you end up kind of staying in that same place, and it's not necessarily where you want to be. You have to keep taking the steps, whether big or small, to move forward. You know, even if it's something good that's coming, you have to keep building on the good. And if it's something that's not so great, you have to keep doing the work that is required to do to get you to move past whatever it is that's happening that, you know, isn't so good in the moment. And
oh, I love that so much. So as life situations come up, I deal with this in the moment. I'm not always dwelling on the negative and what could happen, because that creates anxiety and induces more negativity. But I just allow things to be, and as things come up, I just deal with them then and there. I love that. That's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for that advice. I know that helped me, and I'm sure it helped a lot of our listeners out there.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, I have a question for you, which is going to be really good for our next segment with our episode. We'll tell you about that in the end, but and I know you take on a lot. Your plate is, they say you want your cup to runneth over, but our plates have a tendency to runneth over.
They do. We've got those Thanksgiving plates, Tammy, those big, huge.
Yeah, those big old platters. Like it's got the,
Thanksgiving plate, yeah.
What do you find when your plate is starting to kind of go over the edges? What kind of pullback do you do, or what type of, I guess, I don't want to say activity, but what do you find yourself works the best for you to bring it all together in order to, if nothing else, to alleviate some of it? Because sometimes it's easy when you're so overwhelmed, when there's so much there. But what do you think that when your plate is runneth over, that for you, that it seems to help you to get back into a good central grounded, you know?
Wow, this is a great question. I had no idea what she was going to ask me, by the way, so this is a really good question. Recently, I was actually talking about this. So, yes, my plate is full 90% of the time. It's full. So I will clear something off, but then there's something else there. So with that said, I have a full plate much of the time. If I feel like it's getting too full and too heavy, and I'm going to drop something off the plate or drop the whole plate entirely, I have a few go-tos. I am an introvert at heart, and so I will isolate. I lock all my doors. I put my phone on silent, and I run a bubble bath. I read. I do some, you know, intro self-reflection to find out what I am feeling, and I get in tune and in touch with myself first, because if I don't take care of me, I'm not going to be able to take care of any single thing on that plate. Not my children, not my job. I'm a full-time teacher. I teach third grade this year. I run a household. I'm manage a podcast with my great friend Tammy from Florida. There's so many things. And if I am not okay, then none of those things are okay. And so it's a bubble bath with healing frequencies in my headphones. I want you guys to check out Solfeggio healing frequencies. My cousin told me about this when I was going through chemo. Life-changing. Literally, there's science that backs up that it rearranges the DNA in your body. They are healing sounds that will bring healing to your body, to your core, to your mind. I got to take care of my mind, body, and spirit first. I have to take care of me, and I've got to carve that time out for me time. And when I find that I'm not doing that and things are getting a little bit too full, I take a night for me. And if it's not, you know, a bubble bath and healing frequencies, I'm a huge, like, documentary fan. I'll throw a documentary on TV and silence everything and just take some time to just hang out with me. I love myself. I love hanging out with myself. So I'll just get in touch with what I need. Order DoorDash some food. So get myself some, you know, some tasty cuisine and just date myself. That's how I get back in touch with myself. That's how I take care of my mental health the best.
I think that's awesome. And actually, it makes sense because when you do that, you then, it's almost like this boost of energy. And it's more than just energy. It's like this whole, like, I don't know, kickstart, like a restart of yourself. You know, it's a restart that you get by doing that. And then I think it makes us even more equipped to take on, you know, to start kind of peeling back those things and putting them back there so that when the new things come on, we still have a little space on that plate for the next level of stuff. So
yeah, absolutely. And you know, I don't want people to get it twisted. I journal, I meditate, I exercise, I do all of those housekeeping tasks. And so it's not like, you know, a bubble bath and a murder mystery documentary is going to cure me. But those are the things that when my plate is too full, I'm like, yeah, I got to do something for myself that makes me happy, that brings me comfort, that brings me joy. And then I'm able to get back in the gym and open up that journal and tackle some childhood trauma or whatever I need to,
right?
No, maybe not that heavy, but whatever I need to in that day, or maybe it is that, I don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever it is to keep myself balanced and to keep myself okay. Great question.
Wonderful. Well, with that said, we have some pretty good episodes coming up.
We really do. Next time we come into the studio, Tammy and I will be doing a Q&A on each other. So you will be learning all of the nitty gritty in Danny and Tammy's lives. And we're going to be asking each other some fun questions, but some more heavy ones like we just kind of covered as well.
Yeah. And feel free, y'all, go to our website, drop some questions. We would love to be able to, you know, grab some of your questions and answer them on the air. And if we do, we're going to send you something from our new merch line that's going to be dropping. So go to the website, thedannyandtammyshow.com, and scroll towards the bottom. You'll see where the section is, and just ask those questions. And you never know.
Absolutely. We'd love to be able to send you a t-shirt or a hat. We have a new brand of merchandise coming out here soon. So bye. Thank you for tuning in with us today. As always, we love you big. This is Danny McDuffie from Detroit, Michigan.
And this is Tammy Nicholson from Sarasota, Florida. Thank you all so much. We'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye.